It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's burning some more vacation time. DJ GA in from the night show. What's the Rock buying? What's the Rock buying now?
The Rock doesn't care. I mean, no, I'm just playing. The Rock The Rock is buying the XFL. Him and his partners, Danny Garcia, his ex-wife. I didn't know. I mean, I knew that, but it's kind of crazy. That's a whole different story. And Gary Cardinale. They're buying. All three of them are buying the XFL, which actually did well. Vince McMahon started the whole XFL. If you guys remember, in 2020, it started off to a great start. I was watching the games and everything.
That's right. Vince McMahon of the WWE.
Yes.
Bought the XFL and started it up.
And then...
XFL is essentially like arena football. Is that what it is?
No, it is actually football.
What is it?
It's not arena football. It's football. Yes, it's actual football teams, everything.
Weren't they going to have it run like in... So the NFL season would end, the XFL season would begin. So
yes.
You'd have football year round, essentially.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And like I said, the games were good. You know, you had some ex NFL players in it, and like the games were actually good. I was watching it. Like,
you were watching the XFL?
Yeah.
I didn't watch one game of the XFL.
Yeah,
I remember hearing about it, but never watched it.
Well, because like you know, if you come, sometimes I'd come in the station, they'd be on, and be like, oh, okay. And you actually get caught up, like, wow, it's football.
Yeah.
Like it's football. So they were doing very well, and then of course COVID-19 hit, so they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Shut it down.
Actually, it was going to be sold off to the highest bidder, but The Rock and his people came in, swooped it up before that deadline, and the deal could actually go through by August 21st.
Rock now owns the XFL.
XFL.
Now that he's a businessman.
Business. You got to say it right. Business.
He's a businessman.
Businessman.
He's not a businessman. He's a businessman.
Come on.
See, I know that. I know my Jay-Z quotes.
That's right. So big shout out to The Rock. Yeah.
It's a smart move for him. I actually bought something one time because of The Rock telling me. It was an Instagram ad that The Rock put up. And I bought something that The Rock was selling. Like, it was me immediately. Yes, I will tell you the story next. Now I want to find out the celebrity stuff that you've bought next.
Oh,
hold on, it's Kiss. 103.7 Kiss FM. You can call or text 414-799-1037. Uh-huh. I was highly influenced by something I saw on the internet, GA. So
that's why he's an influencer, Riggs.
I know. I like to think of myself sometimes as an influencer of positivity. I don't know.
That's right.
I saw The Rock. He had a bottle of tequila, and he was talking about how some guy had chugged a bottle of tequila, and he was like, "Oh, this is I'm gonna chug a bottle of tequila. It's my tequila challenge." And he goes and he starts chugging the whole thing, and he goes, "Ah, no problem. I killed it." And he goes, "I'm just playing." He goes, "That was water." He goes, "It's not good to do that." "But I appreciate you supporting my tequila." And I was like, "Your tequila?" And he goes, "Yeah. I'm talking to
The
Rock."
Right. I was about to say, you're talking to The Rock?
I felt like I was talking to him because I'm watching this whole video going, "Oh my God, The Rock just drank that whole thing of vodka or the whole thing of tequila. Oh my God, The Rock is not really drinking tequila, he's drinking water. Wait a second, The Rock was pretending to drink his own tequila. Wait a second, The Rock has a line of tequila. Wait a second, I love tequila."
Right.
And then I ran to the store and I had to buy it. It's called Terramana and it's delicious tequila. It's so good. But it was one of those things, for some reason I saw it. I am a huge fan of tequila.
Right.
And I like to try a new tequila every once in a while. And it's quarantine. And I needed to get some booze. So I got a bottle of tequila. And it was delicious. So it was the first time I ever bought something just because of the celebrity endorsement.
Are you sure?
Only because.
That's the first
only because.
Time?
In a while. In a while.
Well.
So I'm not usually easily influenced by things. But for some reason, the chord struck me. Watching The Rock chug the bottle of it, him revealing it was only water, and then me being like, "Oh my God, that actually, he probably makes a really good tequila. And it's super smooth. It's a good tequila."
Huh.
This should be an endorsement for The Rock's endorsement tequila. I don't even know if I can do that because it's 6:30 in the morning and I don't know. But
I mean, it's Wisconsin. You can do that.
Right. But DJ GA, who's filling in this week for Allie. Allie's taking some time on vacation.
Good morning.
From the night show. Have you ever bought something just because of a celebrity endorsement or just because of an ad you saw?
Hell yeah.
What's the last thing you bought just because of you saw the advertisement
or the
celeb endorsement?
Tidal.
Tidal.
Because once I found out Jay-Z bought Tidal, I went and signed up.
Oh, that's like the Apple Music thing that Jay-Z started.
Yeah.
His own thing.
His own thing. Immediately.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you also have Beats by Dre headphones.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Beats by GA.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. Yeah, Beats by GA.
Well, you know what? But you know what? These, the Beats by GA, well, Dre were just a gift. And then I was like, oh, these are nice. And so, like, the stuff that, if you see me with anything, it's because it's quality, not because it's like, I'm not a big, just because a celebrity wears it, I wear it. But if it's actual quality, if it's a quality, yeah, I'll be like, oh, yeah, this is legit.
Title. So would you get anything else from Jay-Z if Jay-Z had like a line of shoes or shirts?
Yeah, I had a pair of Jay-Z shoes. He had shoes.
Did he?
Yeah, he had Rockaware.
Oh, that's right, Rockaware. He did.
Hey, but you know, but Jordans. I mean, I honestly buy Jordans because Mike wore them. Because I was a hooper. Oh. Mike was God to me, so I had to have the Jordans.
Michael Jordan is the pioneer of marketing 101, the Jordans. So, everybody bought them because they were Jordans.
Yeah.
But what's something that you bought just because of an ad that you saw, or just because...
No, it has to be a celebrity.
A celebrity?
It has to be like...
Could be the celeb. Yeah. Could be the celeb in the ad, maybe.
Well, because I want to say people buy Kanye West shoes because it's just Kanye West, because those shoes, some of them shoes
count?
Be ugly.
But majorly influenced by something passionate enough to make you say, here's my money, I want that product.
Right.
And maybe it was a celebrity endorsement. 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text. We want to hear yours next. Hold on. You ran out and you bought it because the celebrity told you to do it. You caved to the pressure.
That's right.
To the influence. But maybe it wound up being something awesome. Maybe it was something terrible. You can text or you can call 414-799-1037. That's DJ GA from our night show. He's in for Allie this week. And you said you bought Jordans, right?
Because Jordan all day. But you know what's funny? My mom wouldn't buy me the Jordans. She said, if you want Jordans, you got to get a job buying yourself. I think that's, to this day, that's why I still buy Jordans. Because I can, mama.
See?
That's right, mama. I told you.
And you liked them better because
you bought them yourself. Yep.
You have more respect for them. Look at that.
That's
giving
right.
yourself a sense of self-worth. Mine was The Rock has this brand of tequila, Teremana Tequila, and I'm a tequila freak. I love tequila. So I went out and I bought it right away. It's actually really good. 414-799-1037. Mike is on the phone. Mike, what up? Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. What did you buy because the celebrity said it?
Let's see.
Okay, this was an old product and stuff. It was endorsed by Chuck Norris, and it was called the Bowflex.
The Bowflex, yes.
I remember that, though.
Yeah,
I remember that.
It was like that multi-like workout system and stuff.
Yes. Was it late? Were you watching a television show late at night and the infomercial came on and that's what struck a chord with you?
Right.
Well, not only that, but it was also in one of the episodes of The Walker, Texas Ranger, the old show.
Oh, right. Yeah. I remember that. Hey, let me tell you something. Chuck Norris, the only person that went from karate to a Texas Ranger, and it worked.
Of course it did.
It worked.
Chuck Norris doesn't have a chin behind his beard. There's only another fist. Don't you know that about Chuck Norris?
Chuck
That's true.
Norris.
Hey, man, thanks so much for calling in. We appreciate you listening. By the way, did you actually...
FM.
Thank you, man. Did you actually buy the thing and like it, or was it terrible?
Yeah, it was actually really good. I mean, it got some good tone and stuff.
Nice. You got swole.
I need to see some before and after pictures.
You can probably send some.
The before pictures are not going to happen.
Right? Mike, thanks for listening, man. Have a good one, dude.
I had a beer gut before that sucker.
All right. Well, then, shout out to Chuck Norris.
Right? There you go.
Big six pack.
Yeah. Thanks, dude. Thanks, man. Speaking of beer, somebody texted into 799-1037. Somebody bought Natterdays because we were talking about it on the radio. Natterdays, you ever heard of the beer Natterdays?
Really?
It's like strawberry lemonade beer. It's terribly delicious if you ever want to try
it.
Like on a really hot summer day, it's like a summer shandy, but not.
Not
quite
the summer shandy.
Summer shandy. Not quite, but yeah.
I just want to know, does anybody still have a Bowflex?
The bow with the big black, big disc, the rubber disc that would stretch those things?
The Bowflex.
I don't know. They're probably at a garage sale. You could find one.
Or in somebody's basement right
now.
Yeah,
probably. 103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. 655.
That always makes me laugh when you say Riggs and Allie. I'm like, where Allie at?
She's on vacation. She's burning some vacation time. The company wants us to use our vacation time so we don't sack it up to the end of the year. And then we end up taking the whole month off.
That's right.
That's the way corporate America works. Use your vacation time and lose it. Well, listen, dude, I'm fortunate enough to have a job, so a lot of people do not. I'm not complaining either. Not at all. So DJ GA from The Night Show has stepped in her absence this week. Allie not here. And did you know that Kanye West has legitimately has a group of people in Milwaukee as we speak trying to get signatures to get him on the Wisconsin ballot for November for the presidential election?
Hey, Kanye's people, if you're listening, come up here. I'll sign. come up here. I'll sign right now.
Would you really sign one right now? He needs 2,000 signatures by 5 o'clock tonight.
Hey, let me tell you something. I would sign so he can get on the ballot. Why not?
I don't think Kanye West is ready yet.
Yeah,
I want to see more from him. Like, if he gave like a really fired up speech and like impressed me with that thing that he did in South Carolina a couple weeks ago when we were talking, if he would have fired me up then, I would have been like, all right. But yeah. I don't know. If you show me a third party candidate that's competent, that has some proven track history with a plan, sure, sure, I'll sign my name.
Yeah, well,
on
Kanye,
that.
Well, see,
but I don't know about Kanye. Come on.
Well, no, that's just to get on the ballot. That doesn't mean you got to vote for
right.
him. That's just. I mean, I think it'd be cool for him to be on the ballot. You know, I think that's if he wants to run for president,
dude.
I go ahead, run for president.
2020 would not surprise me if you saw his name on the ballot.
That's
somehow.
All I'm saying. I would sign to get him on the ballot because I think that's a step forward in the right direction.
Could you imagine explaining to our children the year 2020 in 10 years from now, telling people about it? Do you remember 2020?
I'll be like, man.
Started off Kobe Bryant dies the beginning in January, which feels like 7 years ago.
Oh.
And then COVID hits. And then we have George Floyd.
Oh.
And then we have
everything. And I would be like, you know, 2020 was crazy. No cap.
No cap
no
whatsoever.
Cap. No cap.
Oh, and then Kanye West decided to run for president.
Yes.
Yeah, this was in 1 year. All of this stuff happened in 1 year.
And I wouldn't even be surprised if he won. That's how crazy 2020 is.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't be surprised if Kanye won.
I would like to know what people genuinely think about that. If you would sign your name on that petition get him on there.
Like I said, I would sign to get him on there because I feel like if you want to run for president, I feel like you should be able to run for president. That doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to vote for you, but
right.
I feel like, you know, you should be able to run for president if you want to.
Maybe. All right. Maybe. I think you swayed me a little bit just to get him on the ballot.
Yeah, it's just
and
to get him on the ballot.
And then give him some time to maybe get himself together. I don't know. 414-799-1037. You can text that number and we'll read your text.
Let's see what people are talking about.
Right? Kanye for president. He's got till 5 o'clock today to get 2,000 signatures.
COB today.
103.7 Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Allie's out on vacation for the week. DJ GA from The Night Show. What
yes.
we got for the dirt today?
Well,
sir?
Ellen DeGeneres is basically degenerating. It's crazy. Like, I'm still shocked by this whole story, and it's a lot to digest, man.
It is a lot to take in.
I'm like, what? At first, I just thought it was rumors. Like, these are just disgruntled employees. But Ellen DeGeneres, basically, they're saying her show is toxic, and she is not as nice as everybody thinks she is. She is the ringleader of Toxic, and her show is toxic, and they want her out.
I know there were, like, sexual assault allegations.
But those just recently came out. There's,
right.
like, three people that came out and said that she basically turned a blind eye to sexual misconduct during her show, that she's not nice to people, and it's just a lot. And because you see everything that she's done. Like, you know, the movies, and everybody loves it. She's giving all this
she
money.
She gives a lot of money back to the communities with, like, Walmart, to schools, and everything like that. So she has this image of this super squeaky clean, super nice, amazing Dory. Some Finding Dory, all the Finding Nemo movies. She was great. Yeah, remember Dory from the movies?
Yeah.
That's what you think of with Ellen.
And now it's like, she's not that. She's just a mean. They're basically, because you remember Rosie O'Donnell. We all remember Rosie O'Donnell. She had her show and everything, right?
Yes.
Everybody thought she was super nice, and she ended up not being nice.
Being the diva.
Yeah. And they're saying that the same thing with Ellen. They're saying that she's Rosie O'Donnell 2.0.
Interesting. I saw Ellen's wife posted on her Instagram. Portia de Rossi posted, "I stand with Ellen." She has her wife's back.
Well, she should.
She does, yeah.
But my thing, like, is this really true?
And there's two sides to every story also.
Yeah.
There's always two sides to every story. Did she know what was going on? Did she really turn a blind eye to it? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is crazy to think of, though, with Ellen.
Yeah, I'm still, like, I've read the story, like, three times. Like, wow.
Are they talking about, like, canceling her show?
No, they're saying what they're talking about is, like, after this season, they hope she walks away and takes her producers with her. They can't do it anymore. And they're talking about replacements for Ellen
already.
They're saying Jennifer Aniston. Who else did they say?
Jennifer Aniston to replace Ellen.
Yeah. Rosie O'Donnell. They say she's in the running again. You're like, y'all gonna bring Rosie O'Donnell
back?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. And who's these other two people? I don't even know these people.
You don't know these people?
I don't even know these
Ellen
people.
Ellen DeGeneres, man.
They're saying they might even try to bring up Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson, her show's doing really well.
Actually, yeah.
I hear a lot about Kelly Clarkson's show.
It's not a bad show at all.
No, it's not. Nah, Ellen DeGeneres. The plot thickens with that.
They say Sean Hayes and Kristen Bell. Oh, Melissa McCarthy, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah. This is some high-profile names.
You know what? It's funny, though. I don't know if I'd watch a talk show with Jennifer Aniston. Not to say that she couldn't do it, but I just don't see her as a talk show host.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'd watch a Jennifer Aniston movie any day.
Yeah,
she's a great actress.
But she could surprise us, though. So but they said Jennifer Aniston. I'm like, I don't know if I would watch Jennifer Aniston. I guess I would watch it just to see how she would do.
The body's not even cold yet, and we're still talking about replacing Ellen already.
You see how quick it turns?
Wait, what happened? All right, she's bad. All right, cool. Get rid of her.
Here's my thing, though. Like, these are, well, I guess there are guests who said the same thing, but there's employees that say, yeah, she's not that
so
nice.
It seems to be a recurring thing with Ellen.
Yeah, so, yeah. And my thing is, why did it take so long? Why are y'all just saying this now?
Well, sometimes it takes courage. It's like a group of people to band together and be like, hey, this is a common thing. Let's band together and go against the man.
There's a show
called The Morning Show on Apple TV Plus that's kind of about this exact same thing. It's amazing how like the employees rise up against the people that are basically covering up all this misconduct that's going on. It's crazy. Crazy to think of. Because the power and the money gets in the way, and they're like, oh, we can just sweep this under the rug and nobody will say anything. But people will say something, and people should say something. Well, and speak up.
There's a quote. Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
True. That is true.
I was like, wow. That's,
Ellen DeGeneres, that's the plot thickens. DJGA is in for Allie this week. She's burning some vacation time.
Burning it up.
That's how you got to do it. The phone number is 414-799-1037. You can call that number. You can text that number, too. Either one. They both work for calling and texting both.
Both of them.
We were talking a little bit earlier, DJ GA and I, about how a lot of people a little stressed out.
Yes, yes.
Because there's a lot going on in the world.
A lot going on.
So not to go down the negative road, we're going to go down more the positive road. Like, how do you do good things for you? You could call it self-care. You could call it positive coping skills.
Self-love.
Self-love. What do you do to unwind just for a little bit of you time?
Yes.
414-799-1037. When you're super stressed out. I just got off the phone texting with a friend who's living with his mother who just tested positive for COVID. And he was like, she's living in our house now. It's awful because she's sick and we can't be near her. She has to like stay in her room and we're leaving food outside of her door. But they find things to do positive. Even though they can't be physically together, they still have FaceTime calls outside so they can still talk to their mom. So that's part of the positive stuff that they do is FaceTime connecting with people. Mm-hmm. That's what a lot of people have been doing because some people aren't traveling. So FaceTime connection, that's good to be still connecting with people even though you're isolating. Some people may be isolating, but maybe you have another self-care. What do you do for self-care? Like, what's your thing to do? What gets you in a good mood, GA?
Well, of course, the gym keeps me right.
The gym?
But Sundays. Sundays, I really shut it down.
For one day?
Yeah, Sundays, like that's what the Lord says. On Sunday, on the seventh day, you rest. And I really do. Like, that's when I sleep in, chill out, do what I want to do.
That's your big self-care day.
Yeah, my phone is basically turned off or I ignore it. Because it's like, Sundays, like, and if you want me to DJ or do something on Sunday, yeah, it's astronomical. Like, it got to be like dang near $1,000.
Right? They got to back up a dump truck of money to get you to come out there?
Because I won't.
That's good.
Because Sundays is my day. Like, have I done stuff on Sundays occasionally? Yes, I have. But for the most part, Sunday is my day. Don't call me about nothing unless we talking about going to get something to eat. Just relax. Sunday is the day.
That's good for you. That's called drawing a personal boundary, which is super important. That's good for your own mental health, too. What do other people do? What do you do for your self-care? Maybe someone will hear something and be like, oh my God, I could do that. Because some people wonder, they're like, how do I not be so stressed out? How do I not be so anxious?
Unplug every now and then. Like, you, it really is true. Unplug. Turn off your phones. 100%. Do all that and just and do what you want. Read a book. Do what you want to do. I promise you, it helps.
And everybody has something different, too.
Yep.
Like, mine differs from everyone else. I like to jump out of perfectly good airplanes. That's my form of self-care.
That
I don't know
relaxing?
Why. It's relaxing to me. It's cathartic because I pack my own parachute.
Uh-huh.
I drive down to East Troy. I know what I'm doing. I mean, I know my own training.
Yeah.
I'm confident in my abilities. I've seen how simple a parachute is. And once you see the physics behind a parachute and how simple it is and how very few deaths there are in relation to parachuting and skydiving in general,
right.
It's a really awesome experience.
What you say, you're more likely still to get into a... Driving is one of the most dangerous things.
You're more likely to get killed driving down there and leaving than you are to actually on the skydive
That's
itself.
Crazy.
It's true.
Yeah.
It really is true because there's more people on the road than there are in the sky.
Oh, I do play video games too.
There you go.
My Xbox.
Online. Do you do online? Have you done the online game before?
Yeah, I'll be talking. Hey, I get online and be like, what's happening? Who want it? Who want it?
I just finally get into online gaming this weekend. There's
really?
A game called Red Dead Redemption. It's like an old West shoot 'em up cowboy game. This is total dude talk right now, by the way.
Two dudes.
Please have some women calling 414-799-1037 for your positive self-care because I want moms to call in with what they do to unwind from momming and having kids and dealing with teaching at home, or even dads that are dealing with teaching at home and kids and everything. I want to know what the parents are doing because I don't have kids.
Yeah, I don't have kids either. We're in the same boat, Riggs. What?
But real quick, back to the online gaming. I get in and I can hear this kid yelling at me through his headset.
Uh-huh.
And I hear when he comes from behind me on this horse and he kills me in the game.
Right.
He's like, ha 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 ha, laughs and runs away. And I'm like, this is really what it is? It's just kids running around?
Yes.
Just clowning on everybody?
Yes.
That's all online gaming is?
Yes.
It was a child, totally.
Yeah. We got to go back to the women because I know this one thing about, well, actually, I was introduced to this, going to the spa.
Spa days?
Hey, getting a massage, like a real hour-long massage.
For relaxing?
When I tell you, hey, you will fall asleep in there.
All right.
Yes. I'm trying to tell you.
That's another great form of self-care. What do you do?
With the little, you got to put the, what do you put over your eyes? The cucumbers over your eyes and the mud bath stuff.
Yes. Drink the cucumber water afterwards.
Yeah.
414-799-1037. We got people calling in. We'll read some text. We'll talk to you about what do you do for your positive self-care next. Hang on. It's Kiss. Self-care should be all days, all the time. Because we get stressed out. We get anxious about what's going on in life. And DJ GA was asking earlier. He's like, what do you do to unwind? Like, what do you do to relax? Some people do breathing exercises. Some people do meditation. A little meditating. You can do the 5-second breathing in. Hold the breath for 5 seconds. Breathe out for 5 seconds.
Right.
So good. So good. Breathing, centering yourself like that. So we wanted to bring some women on the show as well because we're just two dudes.
We're two dudes.
Allie's on vacation this week. GA's in from the night show. And let's talk to Katie and Racine this morning. Katie, what do you do for your self-care?
Well, I would like to go to the spa more often, but that costs money that I don't have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do is I sit in my room, I listen to music, and I write in my journal.
Nice.
Or I'll go on a walk, or I'll go exercise. I'll do something positive.
Those are all positive.
I can get into a really bad mood.
Uh-huh. Journaling is great, too. You get all those emotions out of your brain onto paper. There's a lot of people downplay the importance of journaling and just writing down things daily.
Oh, yeah.
You could even write it down and set it on fire and burn it and
I've
be done
that.
With it.
Yep,
like,
I've heard that.
That way you don't have to worry about somebody finding it one day if you're worried about that.
Yep.
But that's great. That's very good. Thanks so much for calling this morning. Keep taking care of you. Keep doing you, Katie.
Do you, people.
In Racine. Positive self-care stuff. This is good talk this morning. Good morning.
Yeah.
This is Jessica in Bayview. Jessica.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning to you.
What do you do for your positive self-care?
Well, let's get a backstory first.
Yes.
I'm a single mom of two working full-time.
Oh.
Yeah, you need some downtime.
Every other week, I have my children.
Okay.
Okay.
Every other week, they're in Oshkosh with their father.
Okay.
So during the days when I have them, my self-care includes them. Nail polish, music, dancing, cooking, that kind of stuff.
Right.
They need self-care as much as I do.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're not here, like today they're with their dad today, so I'm on my way to work.
Yeah.
I blast the music.
There you go.
I roll my windows down. I don't care what the temperature is.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care. As long as it's sunny and I can blast music and just drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That is my personal self-care.
Nice.
Because as a single mom, you kind of lose yourself.
you're always putting other people ahead of your own self.
Yeah, especially if you got kids. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. And that's so, like, that's a mother's instinct. It makes sense.
Right. Right. My eight and my five-year-old come first.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're not here, then I finally get to put myself first.
Right. And I like that you said when they're there, you involve them with self-care so that they know that they need to take care of themselves as well.
Yeah.
That's
well,
great.
And my five-year-old had anxiety real bad.
Uh-huh.
And what I had learned from one of her counselors is bubble baths.
Okay.
It makes sense.
Right, to have her get in and just sit in the bubble, just like we like to sit in the bubble bath,
yes.
So do little kids.
Oh, yeah.
So she would come home from school, and if she had a rough day at school or a bad day at school, I'd put her in the tub.
Yeah.
Well, now with her being home, she'll just look at me, and if she's having a bad day, she'll be like, Mommy, can I take a bath?
Absolutely, you can take a bath.
Calgon, take me away.
Exactly, because that's her self-care.
That's great.
I'm not mad at that at all.
And it's all positive stuff, too. Good.
Well,
that's good to hear. Jessica, thank you so much for listening in Bayview. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Keep take care of yourself. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
I haven't fit in the tub since I was like 8. I can't even get in the tub no more.
We'll read your text, 414-799-1037. You can call that number too. What do you do for your positive self-care? These are good ideas that people can take and use in stressful times. Sometimes we get a little wound up, a little especially, tight about things.
Especially now.
Especially now, yes. Good for positive self-care. Love these texts. Great suggestions for self-care. It's 103.7 KISS FM. It's good to take care of yourself, especially when you get a little stressed up, a little wound up about things. You're maybe watching too much of the news.
Right.
Maybe you're spending too much time on social media, and you start getting into the arguments. By the way, the best way to get yourself really wound up is to tap the button that says, view more comments. You really see the darkness of the world if you tap that button. Just don't do it. Don't do it. DJ GA is in this morning in place of Allie. She's on vacation for the week. So we were talking about ways you take care of yourself, like good self-care stuff.
Got
414-799-1037. You can use that number to call us, or you can text also.
Yeah.
DJ GA is hitting up the text line. What do we got over there? What are people saying?
I like this one right here.
What's that?
My self-care. I have 4 chickens and a domesticated duck, and I just sit outside and watch them. Brings me back to reality and shuts down the outside noise.
I like that.
I can understand that. And then here, I like this one too. I have a 6-foot love sack beanbag chair, and I'm snuggled up in it with my 2-year-old daughter. We watch TV together. That's Courtney from Kenosha.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I know. Somebody just said, hey, I shoot pool. The game takes my mind off of everything. Hold up. And there's one that he says, me and my wife, we go shoot shotguns.
They go shoot guns. That's good therapy for some people. Go to a range. Why not? If you're doing it safely. Someone texted in. They said, I really liked what Jessica from Bayview said. Stated that her daughter had anxiety. And both she and her daughter went to a counselor about it. She's already teaching her daughter at a young age of 5 that counseling is okay and you should go seek counseling if you need it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, of course. That's why we're here. You should always seek out help. Great amount of strength in reaching out for help. 414-799-1037. Thank you for the calls and the text. DJ, you do, DJ GA, you do exercise. That's your big thing.
Yeah, oh yeah. Like when I've been playing basketball forever, and I didn't realize how much it took the edge off of you.
It does.
Like you know. And then when I stopped trying to stop playing professionally for like 2 months, I could tell my mood would go down, and I was like, "What is going on?" It's like, exercise releases endorphins, and it's a great de-stressor.
Endorphins. The body's natural remedy. And I jump out of perfectly good airplanes.
That's fine.
Hey, with self-care, looks different to everybody, man.
To each his own.
It looks different to everybody. And somebody texted in, does my wife skydive with me? No. She supports me from the ground, but she knows that it's good for me, for my mental well-being.
Now, that's love. No cap.
It is. No caps. No cap. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs, go get the chopper.
The helicopter?
The chopper.
The helicopter? Is that what it means, or is that a motorcycle?
The chopper?
Yeah, the chopper.
I'll tell you off air.
Get to the chopper now.
It's not that? No?
No.
No. DJ GA from The Night Show filling in for Allie this week. She's burning off some vacation time. The Wisconsin State Fair may not be happening, but they are having the fair necessities going on.
Uh-huh.
4 weeks of feasting at the fair, and it starts again this Thursday through the weekend. Now, you went to this, what was it, this past weekend, DJ GA?
Yeah, uh-huh. Got the noodles. The noodles, the Dang, what was it called?
The Island Noodles?
The Island Noodles.
Yep.
Yes, yes.
I've heard the Island Noodles very popular there.
Hey, fantastic.
Uh-huh.
They were great.
So they've got all new vendors that'll be out there. Some returning ones, some new ones. If you go to the fair, it's pretty much, what was it like? You went in through the Milwaukee Mile, like walk me
yes.
through it. And you literally drive through the state fair and
it's actually,
food.
It was kind of cool because you get to get on the track. So I was like, oh, I wonder, can I take a lap?
They let you drive around the Milwaukee Mile? That's cool.
Yeah, that's where you lined up at. But I was like, oh, we're actually on the track.
That's
and,
cool.
Yeah, and then you go into pits and stuff to get the food. It was actually, I was like, oh, wow, this is actually pretty cool. And
nice.
Everybody down there, they got people at the stops telling you because it can get confusing. So they got people at every little, where are you going? All right, go this way or go this way. It was actually,
nice.
It was cool.
They got people
cool.
there to direct you around.
Yeah,
Charlie's
yeah.
great food will be there. The Wisconsin potatoes will be there this weekend.
Oh, is that this weekend?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Badger corn will be there this weekend. Rick's elephant ears, you get the deep fried everything like the Oreos and all that stuff. Have you tried a deep fried Oreo before?
Let me tell you something. I'm a plain Jane type of dude. I just give me an Oreo and some. And I've always been like that.
Sure.
But people love the deep fried Oreos and Twinkies
because they're
and stuff.
Delicious.
Yeah,
it's like a burger's good, but a double cheeseburger is great. Like you make a good thing better sometimes. Deep fry it.
Deep fry it, baby.
Deep fry it.
Actually, I have tried a deep fried hamburger. Delicious.
There you go. See?
Delicious.
Sazz's will be there this weekend.
Oh, shout out to, one of my favorite places in Milwaukee.
Sazz's will be out there.
Yeah.
Brad and Harry's Cheese Curds will be out there this weekend. Yep.
It's Cheese Curds on.
Curbside Cream Puffs. You can five clap that if you wanted to. Curbside Cream Puffs, yeah. So the fair necessity is going on again this weekend at the Wisconsin State Fair. So if you're craving some fair food, maybe go check it out. It's going on this weekend.
Get you some corn.
There you go. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. We were discussing GGHEA and I off the air.
Yes.
Like the old school TV shows that you watched back in the day.
Throwback joints.
Sometimes, you remember TGIF? They used to do that back in the day when it was the big program, like TGIF on, I think it was ABC.
Oh,
and they had
yeah.
the full lineup with like Full House and all that stuff. Yeah, I remember those back in the day. That's me, though. That was just me, though.
I kind of remember that.
A little bit, but you were talking about with this one. Hold on.
To the beat of just one drum, what might be right for you?
Different strokes?
Yeah.
I remember this on Nick at Night.
I remember it because it was the first time that I seen, and this is why I remember it, it's because it was two black kids, and then they lived in the mansion with Mr. Drummond, and it fascinated me because I'd never seen anything like that.
Right?
I was like, wow, this is, oh, and Janet Jackson was on there. Hey,
was Janet Jackson was in Different Strokes?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, she was Willis's girlfriend. She was fine then.
Really? I forgot about that.
Was it Penny? Yeah, No.
Look at you.
Good pull. Well, because she was so fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it was Janet Jackson.
Do you remember this show from back in the day?
Stefan!
Carl Winslow? The Winslow family?
Did I do that?
You did do that.
I used to watch hell out that.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Family Matters
Family
for
Matters,
sure.
Yes, for sure.
What are some of the old school shows you used to watch that would give you all the feels from back in the day? 414-799-1037. You had another one, GA, that you loved. You said every time the theme song would drop, you would love it.
Let's go.
Martin?
What? Oh, Marty Ma. What's up? What up? What's up?
You didn't watch Martin? Was Martin? I never watched Martin. I remember watching commercials for Martin, seeing promos for it, knowing that Martin Lawrence is hilarious himself.
The show.
Is it more like a sketch comedy show?
It's a show. It's iconic. It's an iconic show.
I never watched Martin.
And he's a radio personality. You got it. Had me from the word go.
And
then Gina was on there.
Oh, no. All right.
Yes, all right. Gina.
So Martin, Family Matters, Different Strokes. Mm-hmm. I remember Saved by the Bell.
Come on.
Bayside. Come on, man.
Zach Morris?
Yes.
What?
A.C. Slater? Lisa Turtle?
Hey, Lisa. Hey.
Where is Lark Voorhees these days?
She's doing all right now.
She doing okay?
Yeah, she's doing okay. She was doing bad for a minute. They say she's doing better now.
I worry about her sometimes. I know Lark had some issues.
Hey, you know she was on Martin, too.
Lark Voorhees was on Martin?
Yes, because when him and Gina broke up, that was his girlfriend.
I didn't know that. But you're teaching me so much, dude.
Yeah, but they actually dated for real, too, though. I didn't know that.
Janet Jackson was apparently on Different Strokes.
You didn't know Janet was
I didn't man. Know that. You've taught me so much this morning, DJ GA. Thank you so much for enlightening me.
Hey, Janet.
What are those old school shows that you love that give you all the feels from back in the day? 414-799-1037. You can call or text.
What was the show with Archie Bunker? What was that called?
Archie Bunker. Oh,
All in the Family?
All in the Family, yes.
I mean, it was before, but the real ones would come on, and I used to hate it. But once I got older and understood that it was hilarious.
All in the Family?
Yeah. All in the Family is hilarious.
What are the shows
that get... It's too sensitive for now. These days, people might watch it and be like, get offended. Hilarious, though.
Right. Back in the day.
Yeah.
414-799-1037. I get that. We want to hear your calls, take your text, read your text next. Hold on, Skip. Maybe it was a Jonas Brothers show that defined your childhood. The old school TV shows that we love from back in the day, honestly. It's DJ GA and Riggs hanging out this morning. Allie's taking a week of vacation. So we wanted to talk to you. The TV shows that take you back, give you the feels. 414-799-1037. Angela, good morning. Before you go
good
to
morning.
Work, what's Hi. The old what's the old school TV show that gives you the feels?
Okay, so I have two. Okay. Happy Days and I Love Lucy.
Those are some golden oldie shows.
Back.
With Happy Days has Milwaukee ties, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
You didn't like Laverne and Shirley?
Yes. Oh, that's another one, too.
Yeah, I'm about to say. I mean, if you're going back then, you know.
Now, when were you watching these? Were you watching this on, like, Nick at Night? Where were you watching the...
I actually have the DVDs.
Do you really?
Wow, so you're a super fan.
And I am pretty young. I'm 20.
Right, yeah.
Hey, man, you're an old soul. That's good.
But that's the thing, though. Like I said, like I know a bunch of old shows because my grandfather used to watch them, and I used to be like, man, what is he watching? Like, and then they would come late. They would come on late at night. Like you said, the Nick at Nights and stuff. You're like, what is this? Like, I used to watch the Andy Griffin Show.
That's another good one, too.
Like, and I'm like, why am I watching this?
You can't talk about all these without talking about Mr. Ed. Do we remember Mr. Ed?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
We're going to talk about old school Nickelodeon.
Old
school. Thanks for calling, Angela. We appreciate listening. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Janelle, right? Janelle.
Hi.
Janelle, you were talking about old school Nickelodeon shows because we're talking about the TV shows that give us the feels. And you were saying old school Nickelodeon shows like what? Which ones?
Yeah, the Nick at Night, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yep. Uh-huh.
I remember that one.
Yeah, I couldn't watch those. I ain't gonna lie to you. No.
Did you watch the
I was like 11 and I was scared.
Yeah, I was definitely scared.
I always wondered how at the beginning of that show they would have the match that went down and it would like burn out and it was so creepy all the time. It was the theme song and everything was freaky. Also, the other Nick shows like Pete and Pete and Salute Your Shorts and Hey Dude.
Oh yeah, Salute Your Shorts.
Hey Dude.
Donkey Lips, yes. Yeah. You remember that stuff. Thanks so much for calling. Old School Nickelodeon.
Somebody said, That's So Raven.
That's So Raven.
I'm like, really? I never really watched that.
Hey, Charity, we're talking about old school TV shows that give us the feels. What was yours?
Bosom Buddies.
Bosom Buddies? What was this show? Because when you said this, GA laughed. What was this show?
Tom Hanks was in it, and he was dressed as a woman to live in a cheaper place. He was Buffy Wilson.
Yes. My sister loved that show. She loved the Bosom Buddies.
Bosom Buddies?
Yep.
Kip and Henry?
Yep.
Two young studs working for a New York ad agency?
Uh-huh.
I don't remember the show at all.
Yeah, Tom Hanks was in it. He sure was.
Is this something you can stream on Netflix or something now? Do you think? Maybe Hulu? I don't know.
I do think you can still watch it, yes.
You'd have to be able to watch it somewhere.
Hey, Moesha's on Netflix now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
that's right.
I was like, what? Moesha?
They're bringing Moesha back to Netflix. That's cool. Thanks so much for calling, Charity. We appreciate you listening.
Bye.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Stephanie.
Stephanie, we're talking about old school TV shows that give us all the feels. What do you got?
So, I don't know if this one's already been said, but Kenan and Kel.
Kenan, that's still on Saturday Night Live. He's one of the longest running cast members.
Because it was called Good Burger or whatever it was. I didn't really like the movie. I don't like it when it gets too slapstick. But
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger.
But you know, it's something you got to watch though. It's iconic. You know, you got to check it out.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening this morning. People were texting in also to 414-799-1037.
Am I missing them?
You're forgetting the most important one, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Yes.
What? Hey, this is a story all about how my life got flipped and upside down. Yeah, yeah.
Of course.
Come on now.
Family ties and facts of life. That's a good text. The A-Team.
Oh, Michael P. Keaton.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Alex P. Keaton. That's true.
No, Alex P.
Alex
Keaton.
Alex P. Keaton.
Yes.
Michael Keaton. Yeah. Is a different
Somebody
actor.
Somebody said
Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island.
What's happening? Best show? Doug. Doug was a good show on Nickelodeon.
Actually, Doug was good.
Doug was good. Doug funny. The George Lopez show.
Actually, it was good. It actually was good.
It hasn't been on in a minute. Yeah, it was, George Lopez show.
Oh, grown. Hey, Mr. Belvedere. I forgot about Mr.
Straight out of China.
Belvedere.
Never met him before. Who cares? Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi, this is Beth.
Hey, Beth. We're talking about old school TV shows. What was yours?
George Lopez. Oh, it's just on the radio now.
Oh, yeah. George Lopez. Just said George Lopez.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
We said that was your show, huh?
That was it? That was your jam?
Waking up on the couch.
Yep.
Seeing his face on the screen and hearing the theme song. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
Nice. George Lopez. Thanks so much for calling. Appreciate you listening this morning. Good morning. Oh, there you go. 414-799-1037. We read your calls and we take your text for those old school TV shows.
Wait, read your calls and take your text.
Is that what I said? I'm all backwards, man. Hey, I need some coffee.
Me and you both. Hey, but somebody said, actually, I used to love the Dukes of Hazzard. Yes. Dukes of Hazzard. Yep.
The Dukes of Hazzard.
Mm-hmm. How'd the horn go?
You got to jump in the car through the window?
Yeah, yep.
I used to have a car like that.
Just a good old boy.
Uh-huh. That's a real thing. It's 103.7 KISS FM. That's Jason Derulo and Josh 685. That's the actual guy's name that Jason Derulo recorded that song with. It's his TikTok name. Did you know that?
What is?
That song you just heard, Savage Love. It's a TikTok. Jason Derulo heard it on TikTok, wrote a song about it, and then there was a whole back and forth with him and this TikTok user because he used his song. Somebody else produced it. Jason Derulo wrote the words to it. Then they got together. Now it's all good. So, yeah.
You don't want to just steal somebody's joint.
No. I don't think he knew. I think he was like, this is a catchy little ditty on TikTok. And then he wrote a song to it, and the guy was like, whoa, hold on,
player?
Jason Derulo, if you're going to use this to make it awesomer, then please cost me some cash. So they're good now.
I mean, it's only fair.
This is DJ GA. He's in for Allie this week.
Yes,
Allie's
I am.
Taking a week on a vacation, burning some vacation time. Now, if you are on the north side of Milwaukee, are approached by somebody saying, hey, would you like to sign this petition to get Kanye West on the ballot this November? It is not a joke. It is a real thing that is happening. It's been reported by several news outlets. We can confirm it.
We can?
We can.
So, okay.
It's a group called, it's an organization called Let the Voters Decide.
Yeah, that's what Kanye's been, that's who he's been using for him trying to get his voters, his signatures in every state. That's who he's been using.
He needs 2,000 signatures by 5 o'clock this afternoon to have a declaration of candidacy.
Yes.
So you still need a couple things in play to make that happen. He's tried to make it happen in South Carolina. It didn't. He's trying to push it through on other states like Ohio and other battleground states. He's just trying to be on the ballot as an independent candidate, which I guess if you want to be on the ballot, go ahead.
The birthday party.
Go ahead. The birthday party.
Yeah. Like I said, I would sign it. I would sign a signature to get Kanye on the ballot.
Not
saying I would vote for him, but I would definitely sign for
him. It would be interesting to see that come up and then see if he gets any of the primaries and then see what if he makes it all the way to the freaking debate stage.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I would pay money. You could put that on pay-per-view to watch Donald Trump, Joe Biden, and Kanye West at it head-to-head.
Yeah.
All three of them. I'd pay money.
Yeah.
I would pay money to watch that.
That would actually be good.
Thinking about it in my head right now, I was like, oh my God, that's like must-see TV right there.
Yeah, I think Joe Biden would just be sitting there looking
at that kind of stuff.
It'd be Kanye West interrupting
everybody the whole time. They'd be like, what's going on?
You finish, but I'll be the best president of all time.
So it's really happening. Kanye West is attempting to get on the Wisconsin ballot.
And I'm not mad at him.
I'm not. It's happening today. GA, I think you and I should try to get 2,000. If we can get 2,000 signatures before tonight, 5 o'clock, maybe we can be on the ballot.
That would actually be dope. No cap.
Why not? No cap.
No cap.
No cap. 2020. Get the chop. Get the chopper.
Get the chop.
Can I get a pork chop? Is that okay?
That does sound good right about now.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Al. Allie.
Allie's taking the week off, burning some vacation. DJ GA from our night show in her place.
Yes, I am here.
What's the people's champ doing? The Rock, Dwayne,
well,
The Rock Johnson.
Hey, man, he's making big moves, and I'm not mad at him. You guys remember the other pro football league called the XFL? It was started by Vince McMahon of WWE.
Yes.
Yes, it was going down. It was having a great season. In 2019.
Yeah.
And then, of course, COVID hit.
Uh-huh.
They filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and they were going to sell it off. But The Rock and his people, his investment group, came in and bought the XFL league for $15 million. Not the team, the whole league for $15
million. He bought the whole league for $15
million? $15
million. Is that his cut, or that was the whole league?
For the whole league.
That's insane. If you thought about, if somebody wanted to buy the NFL, what would you put a price tag on the NFL? The NFL.
$1 billion, easy.
Easy?
Easy.
That's why $15 million sounds so low for the XFL.
Oh, that's why they came in like they did. So it was him, his business partner is him, Jerry Cardinal, and Danny Garcia, which is his ex-wife. So they are, so they're all 50-50 partners in it. So what's that? So
they're all even partners.
Yeah, they're all even partners, which is pretty dope.
A third each. All right.
Yeah. So, hey, look, it doesn't matter. And he said they said the sale probably will be final August 21st if the people approve it.
I wonder if it's going to sustain at all. Because sports are having a problem right now with, you can't pack fans into stands right now. They're not doing that. You're going to a sport that is relatively unknown. Are people going to hop on board with the XFL? You said you watched a couple games.
Yeah, actually, they were good games because, you know, not everybody can go to the NFL. So they've had, you know, you get familiar names and, you know, college players that just...
Sure.
So the games were actually good.
Was it like watching a Packers game?
Yeah. Yeah, they play football.
Wow,
like,
nice.
It's no arena. I'm interested to see what The Rock is. And, man, The Rock is just doing big things.
Of course he is. He's like the number one movie star in the world.
Can you smell?
What, The Rock?
He's probably my favorite wrestler after, actually, Hulk Hogan used to be my favorite wrestler.
And The Rock took it over?
And then The Rock was just...
Dwayne The Rock Johnson going in, buying the XFL. That's huge. Good for him.
Yeah.
Hey, 103.7 KISS FM. Allie's on vacation for the week, so I brought in DJ GA from The Night Show to hang out with me this week.
I'm hanging out here, man.
I appreciate you coming and keeping me company. Otherwise, I'd just talk to myself for 4 hours, and that's okay, but...
It's not the same.
I would lose my mind a little bit. Just a little bit.
A little. I can see how that could happen.
Now... we're going to talk about animals right here.
All right.
414-799-1037. You can chime in at any point if you feel the need to, because I was wondering, at what point do you have like a max that you would spend on your dog? Now, I'm talking about... You could be talking about like medicines or costumes or, you know, things that you buy around the house. Maybe you spoil your dog rotten, but I'm talking about when it comes down to it. Are you willing to spend a lot? How much have you spent on your dog or your cat? 414-799-1037.
Yeah.
Have you had an experience with this?
Yes. My dog Neo, he was just ironic. He just passed like 2 months ago.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he had to put him down. He was 16 years old, but...
Ooh, good life, though. Yeah, 16 years. Good life.
But I saved his life when he was like 2 years old. He was just 2 years old. Something happened. We don't know if he ate something, whatever. We came home one day for like 2-3 days. He wouldn't eat. He wouldn't eat, and you could start to see his ribs. So I was like, okay, we got to take him to the...
To the vet.
I took him to the vet. They did all the tests on him. And they were like, we don't see anything or feel anything. So we want to, you pay us $1,800 and we'll do exploratory surgery on him. Just open him up, see if we can see anything. But we can't guarantee there's anything there or that this is going to save him.
$1,800?
And the funny thing is about it, too, I was paying for dog insurance. But of course.
Oh, the insurance is a joke, man.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
It didn't cover anything.
No,
I was like,
it doesn't.
So what am I paying like $50 a month for if it doesn't?
Nothing.
Yeah.
And nothing.
So, you know.
Maybe if your dog gets hit by a car, maybe. Maybe. But in that situation, it's dire straits there.
And I was just like, man, I don't have $1,800 to pay.
I know.
You know, so I was like, it's like, well, you know, and they were kind of being like, well, just take him home and watch him die. And I was just kind of like, you know, they were kind of like
playing on your guilt card there because they know it's your dog.
Yeah.
And
I was like, man, I was like, you know what? And it had me upset a little bit. So
I
took him home and I was like, man, I don't have $1,800 to pay to have exploratory surgery for my dog. And so the next morning, I woke up and I was like, and I just seen him laying there. I said, I'm going to take him to this one spot. And
get a second opinion.
Yeah, it was Lakes. It was Lakes in Antioch.
Okay.
Lakes, I want to say it's Lakes Veterinarian Clinic in Antioch. If you're listening, you guys save my dogs. I appreciate you. $30. I took him in there. They gave him some stuff to swallow. They x-rayed him. They said it looks like he had some type of blockage in his intestines. Yeah. Basically, they gave me Pepto-Bismol. I had to squirt in his mouth, took him home. The next morning, he was ready to eat.
What? Everything. So you took it the first place that said $1,800. You went to the second place in Antioch, and they gave him Pepto-Bismol, essentially. Sent him home.
Sent him home.
How much was that?
$35.
$35? See, that's much more affordable. That's way better.
And you know what's crazy, too? That place that I took, I don't even shop there or anything anymore just because of that.
Right.
And I was like, it's not right. It wasn't right.
When we had to put my family dog down probably 7 years ago, her name was Lucky, was our family dog growing up.
Okay.
And my mom and dad, they called and they were like, the dog is sick. She's got spots on her liver. It's cancer. We're going to have to put her down. She's in so much pain. So I drove down there and they did it. They charged $1,200. $1,200 to put down the dog. And they said that this included like all the chemicals to put them down. Because I don't know if you've been there when they put down the dog, but it's rough.
When they put my dog down, I had my dog in my hands.
I was thinking about it now. I'm starting to swell up a little bit. It's hard to do because you're taking the life out of this animal you've spent your life with. But they charged $1,200 for this. And they said they were throwing in like this, a little paw print on a little piece of, I don't know what you call it. Like the thing you make in fifth or like, when you're little.
It's the little hand imprint. Tongue. It's on the tip of my tongue.
I know. It's clay or something. Damn it, what's the name of it? It's on the tip of my tongue. I can't think of it.
I know exactly what you're talking
about.
And
a lock of her hair that they cut and put a little ribbon around, and then they put her like in a little wooden box, and that was $1,200 for them to do that, for them to cremate her.
Okay.
$1,200. Come to find out, you could have done the same thing. They could have put, it sounds bad to say, but the dogs just cremate the dog's body, put it in a bag in a cardboard box, and you could bury it that way.
Right.
I didn't need an engraved wooden box to bury a dog.
Right.
But they totally took us over the coals, like $1,200.
Well, because you
talked to another vet, and they were like, we could do that for a couple $100. It's not that expensive to put down a dog that's of that old age. And I was like, what? $1,200?
They get you because you're grieving and you're like, okay, just pay whatever. Think about it. Just, this is going to be okay.
That's fine. Whatever. Right. That's what it's going to cost. That's okay, whatever you need to do. Yeah. What's the most you've spent on your dog or your cat or your any animal? 414-799-1037. Yes.
How much would you pay?
How much what? Ooh, that's a good question.
How much would you pay? Like if I want to say if they said it's going to be $2,000, but we could save them. You know what? I would have to have a talk about it. Yeah, I'd be like, because I don't want my dog to die. But where can I get to $2,000 from?
I'd probably cap it at $2,500. Anything over $2,500, we're putting you down. Sorry.
Yeah.
That sounds so bad to say.
It's a business decision after that, right?
It is.
I mean, how much? I feel like if you had the money, you probably would spend it though.
Yeah, you know what I mean? 414-799-1037. Look at this. People are calling. They're either going to agree with us or light us up. I don't know. One of the two. But I want to know how much you spent on your animal. 799-1037. Next. You can call or text 414-799-1037. That's the number. Calling and texting works for the same number. We're talking about how much you're willing to spend on your dog or your cat or how much you have spent on your animal. Because when it comes to it, you're like your family, man. And you're going to spend some money to do it. And animals can be super pricey when you get to like surgeries and x-rays. I know a friend that had a dog that had cancer and they said they would give it like this whole pet oncology treatment with chemotherapy.
Uh-huh.
It was a $10,000 treatment for pet cancer. $10,000. And they didn't even guarantee anything either. So I was like, you're going to pay $10,000 for this treatment and this chemotherapy that's probably going to make your dog not even live as long. $10,000 for a couple months? I was like, that's extreme.
Wow.
I couldn't spend $10,000 knowing I'd only get a couple months with my dog. That doesn't seem like makes financial sense.
Right,
it doesn't make financial sense. Good morning, Kiss FM. Charity.
Hi.
How are you?
The word you were thinking of is plaster.
Plaster, that's
Dang
right.
It.
We were talking about when they put down our dog, they gave us a plaster mold of the paw print. That's what it is. Why couldn't I think of that word? Thank you,
plaster.
Charity.
Plaster.
How much have you spent on your animal, or how much would you spend on your animal?
I spent $1,100 to find out my dog has celiac disease.
Really? So,
So
what did you
have? I went to the bathroom at night, and there was blood, and I took her to the emergency hospital, $1,100 later, I find out she has celiac disease.
So what, no gluten, pretty much?
No gluten.
That's all.
Wait, how does a dog get celiac disease? Is that like...
They can have it, just like a person.
They can, wow. Yeah. Dogs can get cancer, too. That's interesting. So that's all you had to do was just modify your dog's diet?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Well, $1,100...
$1,100, though.
To find out, hey, don't give them no...
Thank you for calling.
If they wanted it, I mean...
How much would you pay? Is there a limit to how much you would pay?
Probably not.
No?
You know, like, she was bleeding. She looked like she was suffering. No, probably not.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's fair.
If you got it...
And it's hard to say unless you're in the situation, too, because I can sit here all day and say, I'd only spend $3,000, but if my dog's in pain, they're like, it's going to be $5,000. I'm like, here, take my money. I don't care. Shut up.
Right.
Thanks for calling, Charity. We appreciate you listening this morning.
I can see that.
Kaylee, this morning. Kaylee, how much would you spend on your pet, or how much have you spent on your pet?
I mean, I spoil my dog, like, occasionally. Like, I'll see something, and I'm like, ooh, that's a little pricey. But then I'm like, ooh, my dog will love it. But how you guys were talking about, like, medical bills and stuff, I feel like if they asked, like, a large amount to, like, put down my dog or something like that, I mean, I would consider it. But at the same time, I would look and try to find another place that would do it for cheaper because, I mean, I could always go and buy another dog. And I know that sounds horrible.
It does.
I mean, like, you could buy another dog and share a new bond with another animal rather than...
Well, that's what my mom... My mom said this, too. When I had to put down my dog, she said, I know it's... But she said, as soon as I did that, I would have got another dog because I just don't want to be... And I was like, you know what? I get that, though. I do get that.
Getting another dog right away.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's...
Some people can. Some people can't. Some people don't want another reminder of their dog again right away. Yeah, but you are right.
You could always get a different breed.
It is. And it's harsh to say, but you can go out and get another dog and adopt another dog that isn't wanted by another family. So, all right. Well, thanks for calling, Kaylee. We appreciate you listening this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
Have a good day. Let's talk to Melissa in Plymouth. Melissa, how much are you willing to spend on your dog, or how much have you spent on your dog or cat?
Sure. Well, I'm actually an ER vet tech. Yeah, so even with my lovely staff discount, I just dropped $1,300 this week on my dog for, you know, diarrhea, which I'm kind of upset about, but he's alive, so I'm happy about that.
Wait, diarrhea?
Yeah, was it bad? Like, sick?
It was pretty bad. He's pretty sick, and he's old, so of course I panicked because I can't seem to think straight when it's my own pet.
Right.
So I guess as far as what I would spend... Probably an insane amount. I like to look at the whole picture, though, their age. I have all rescue pets, so I figure, you know, I've given them a good life, and if I can't afford anything more than what I have, it's better than maybe what they would have ended up doing, which was maybe euthanasia. So,
you said you're an emergency vet tech?
Yeah.
Are there times when you will sit down with a family and say, look, the outweigh the cost, like we could do all of these expensive things and it would cost a lot of money to maybe get a little bit more of life out of your pet, or it would make more sense to unfortunately put them down now. Do you have to have that conversation with people
Absolutely.
Sometimes?
Absolutely. All the time. And a lot of it comes down to quality of life. Like, sure, we can do this $6,000 surgery, but your pet may still die in 3 months. Is that worth it? For some people it is, but I'm a pretty reasonable, conservative person. It's not uncommon to see people drop anywhere from $6,000 to $12,000 on a pet. Like, it's nothing for a surgery. It's pretty insane.
I wonder why it is so expensive. Is because of this precision, or it's so specialized with an animal?
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of overhead in veterinary medicine, and I don't know if anybody knows this, but we don't really get paid that well.
Yeah.
Really? I thought you guys were all rich.
No. Gosh, no. So, you know, we have all the equipment, the ultrasound and the x-ray, to hopefully give your pet that diagnosis. Yeah. And unfortunately, we aren't run by insurance. So, you know, if you were to go to your human doctor, you don't really see what you're all paying for, and it is insane, but your insurance covers it mostly. Uh-huh. But there is a lot of overhead, and it stinks because no one wants to drop thousands of dollars on your pet, but you do love them. So
I know.
Yeah. You end up making irrational decisions.
Well, thanks so much for listening, Melissa. We appreciate you listening this morning. I learned a lot just from listening to you.
It's hard to make rational decisions about your pet.
It is.
Just, it really is.
There it is, man. We could love them. We love them. Why can't you live forever, please?
Here's the thing. Somebody said... on ours, you can text us, 414-799-1037.
Yep, you can text.
3600 for blood transfusion. when my 6-year-old dog got an autoimmune disease.
$3,600. Yep. Wow.
Yeah, that Care credit card came in handy, though.
I bet.
Stephanie from Burlington. Care credit, yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.